This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Australian singer-songwriter Missy Higgins has made quite an impact on the music scene. Back in 2004, she released her album The Sound of White. It sold well in the Australian market. And the first single that Missy Higgins released from that album was a song called Scar. It was the awarded single of the year, many awards. I don't know exactly what she was referring to. She may have been referring to the hard experiences, difficult experiences of life that have left a scar with her. And it prompted me to ask the question, what are some of the scars in your life? I think of kids, for example, that are bullied at school. It seems to happen every day. There's that fear, that depth of fear and hurt by many children who are bullied and teased at school. I know it's been going on for years. And someone said that scars are souvenirs you never lose, and I guess that's true. And what about those scars that we carry around inside that no one else sees? You, in fact, might be the only person who knows about them. And there can be the scars of fear, hurt, and sadness. So while the body works on its own to heal the physical damages, the physical scars, cuts and bruises, the emotional wounds are far more complex to deal with. And that's when the professional counsellors or psychologists can be so helpful. And we often do all we can to hide our wounds and scars from others. And I think that's a shame, because life's experience tells me that we need at least one close friend to confide in, someone that we can share the deep issues of life. That's the way God made us, not to journey through life on our own, but to share with others some of the difficulties we might face. And there is a tendency for people to think there's nothing you can do. You know, what do you do about the scars? But these physical, emotional scars can and do come back to haunt you. For example, let me give you a very simple illustration. When a young person has their tonsils removed, it might be 2 or 3 years later, they suddenly have some pain swallowing, and a good doctor will tell them to chew gum rather than give them some pain medicine. That scar tissue from the surgery needs to be stretched and loosened to relieve the discomfort. So that's a very practical idea of a scar. The same is true for the emotional scars from divorce or being abandoned as a child or abuse, poverty, social injustice, along with many other tragedies of life that we hear about. It was Ernest Hemingway who wrote, "The world breaks everyone, then some become strong at the broken places." Now, I've heard that before, and I have a feeling there are more people with broken dreams and scars than we realise. Some never move on. They never progress because they've got no one to help them. And there's that desolation feeling of loneliness and isolation. There's a wonderful verse from the Bible that I think we all need to hear. If you're worried about the scars of the past, or if you're carrying them, remember what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new person. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Yes, bad things happen to good people. We hear that quite often. But when that bad thing happens to us, the hurt or the scar can go deep down. I was reading about the author Sharon Janes. For years, she carried wounds from her past. She grew up in a home where her mum and dad were fighting. Her father was an alcoholic, and he used to get into these rages. So she used to get to bed and hear the sound of her parents arguing. Then when she was 12, she met a Christian woman living in her neighbourhood, and she became friendly, and they decided to take her to church. And she realised that she could accept Jesus into her life. Amazingly, within 5 years, both of her parents also came to know Christ. But there were things in the past. She said, "I still carried these wounds from my parents well into my 30s. She realized that God could turn the wounds into scars. There's a big difference between a wound and a scar. The scar says, "I've been healed." And that's what she says. Dear Lord, I thank you this morning that there is hope, even those who've been bruised. And Lord, we've all been bruised. May you bring healing to those bruises and scars. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.